The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.
We're joined from London by Nick Ferrari, presenter Nick Ferrari at Breakfast on LBC Radio. Good evening to you, Nick. And on Friday's show, we brought the news of the video from Princess Kate Middleton, the Princess of Wales, in which she confirmed or she disclosed that she had cancer. Collectively, should the British public be having a guilty conscience, do you think, about the speculation in which it had engaged in recent months?
Not all, but some. And some of the media certainly have some questions to answer. And some commentators and those who play out their lives on social media. I think it's a mixed bag. I think what we have to realise is, and I'm sure you probably discussed this on Friday, the chain of events started moving pretty rapidly. They did that visit to the farm shop in Windsor. They're the most photographed couple in the world, so they knew that that would get out. If they were hoping that that would sort of quieten the speculation, unfortunately it didn't. It had been fairly feverish and also fairly far-fetched. I won't go into some of the conspiracy theories. And clearly, the walk on the weekend didn't do it, so they had to go further. So, yes, you're right, there have been some, and some pretty high-level ones, some fairly prominent BBC journalists and others as well, who've probably made remarks they'd regret, and even some leading doctors. But overall, I don't think everybody stands in the dock, but some do, yes.
Okay. How serious is the illness, do we believe it to be?
Well, again, we can only speculate. What we do know is that, as I'm sure you covered this on Friday, initially it was hoped that there were non-cancerous cells. We now know that there are cancerous cells. Initially, we were told that she hoped the princess would be back on light duties at Easter. Well, obviously, that's not going to happen now. It's a week away. She will now undergo chemotherapy. There has been so much speculation. Of course, the prince and the princess are seem to effectively close that down, that the three children who are aged 10, 8 and 6, remember, yes, 10, 8 and 6, that's right, are allowed to sort of be together as a family and come together. That all we know is it's grave enough that she needs chemotherapy, but it's fact that she can do it from home or she can do it from where they're going with the three children. And although she certainly looked as though she'd lost some weight, I'm sure many of your listeners who saw her saw the video on Friday, you know, she looked as though she was coping with it well, and we can see a path to recovery.
Now, how much responsibility, though, does Kensington Palace have to take for the way that the rumours developed? And in particularly after the botched photo which was released for Mother's Day, which it had to admit had been altered?
I think that's a great question. I think once we get the woman well, and that's the most important thing because she's a 42-year-old mother of three, that's what matters most, her health, that is when the real inspection has to take place. Because candidly, I think they have absolutely messed this up. She goes in for the surgery, as we say. Now, we have a different time. The late Queen Elizabeth II, the famous mantra, as I'm sure your listeners will recall, don't complain, don't explain. We didn't know what was going on with the royal family. Indeed, we often didn't know that her husband, Prince Philip, had surgery until he was coming out of the King Edward VIII hospital after the surgery. We now live in a different age with the younger royals, and again, they've earned a lot of praise. William, Harry, talking about their emotional trauma, talking about how they've had therapy, talking about how they've had counselling. Well, that's fine. Okay, if that's the world we're in, then once we hear that the future Queen, Princess Kate, Princess Catherine has gone into the, we're going to want to know. And then if you say, well, that's it, nothing. We will see her again at Easter. You can't have it both ways. You sort of, is it Wizard of Oz where you see inside the tent or something? You've sort of allowed that to happen. And I think you've nailed it. As and when, and this is a key concern, the woman gets better. I think the press team, there's a lot of questions that have to be asked of them.
Yeah, it's interesting to see as well, though, that there's been celebrities, not just in Britain, but also from Hollywood, who are having to apologise in the wake of this announcement. But what about the suggestion as well that maybe they were encouraged by deliberate misinformation from places like Russia and China?
Yeah, this is the front page of one of the newspapers today, the Daily Telegraph, that in some way it is thought. And let's face it, also on one of the front pages, as we know that this, by the way, comes down to China, that they managed to hack into, it's believed it could be as many as 40 million people's electoral records, our voting records, where we live and whatever else it might be. So they're obviously no stranger to hacks and hacking, and that is fantastic. Anything that can be seen to unbalance a hostile, the enemy, as obviously China would do, would be something that would be encouraged. So I think that's a really exciting part. But again, I would argue there is, with most, not all, but with most people in this country, a huge reservoir of affection, if not love, particularly for Diana's sons, Sir William, particularly for Kate, who's had a faultless existence. Of course, the illness is not, I stress, the illness is not of theirs, but the media way this is played out is in some way very much of their own making at the team, the press team.
What about the speculation? And I presume it's speculation, but, you know, should there even be speculation at this stage about Harry and Meghan only learning about this diagnosis via the video rather than getting a phone call to tell them beforehand?
Sadly, I don't think that's surprising. We know how bad the falling out has been between the two brothers. There have even been reports, haven't there, of physical hostility between them, reportedly William shoving Harry, if you recall. I think it was last year we learnt that he went flying onto the floor into a dog's bowl. Do you recall all of that? So, unfortunately, there is no level of intimacy between the two brothers. We understand it. Certainly, we could possibly even characterise it as a degree of hostility between the two sisters-in-law. So, no surprise there. And at the very heart of it, of course, is the King, who, I remind your listeners, he's having his own issues with cancer. He's let it be known, and by the way, this has been briefed out and it's not been corrected by the palace, so it'll be true. He wants to make some kind of physical presence at a church service over Easter. He wants to get as many of the family together as he possibly can, and he wants to get to as many garden parties, which of course start at Buckingham Palace for members of the community, charity, and members of the armed forces. They typically start in June, and he's saying he wants to get to many of those, so he's determined to put the best foot forward, because at the moment we're a little, I'm not a member of it, the royal family is a little bit depleted. We've got Queen Camilla putting in a heck of a shift. We've got Prince Edward suddenly stepping up. I mean, Princess Anne is in her mid to late 70s. Prince Andrew's off the chart. They can't put him out anywhere. So they're a little light on numbers.
Okay, thank you very much, Nick Ferrari, presenter Nick Ferrari Breakfast on LBC Radio. And one listener does ask me, why did I ask how serious the cancer was? Well, I'm not in any way saying that any cancer isn't serious, but I suppose it's because you get various stages at which a person's ability to with medication and treatment fight cancer, it becomes more difficult. And that was why I was asking that particular question, which I suppose is relevant as well to how King Charles is, and also as well as Princess Kate. But I think any fair-minded person will hope, as would anyone with cancer, that they are able to successfully defeat it.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.